Mimzal's bothers me now. She doesn't like him, it could be. Rashi says, Boishanenu, she's embarrassed from him. So here it could be a good svara that they could live together for 30 days and maybe didn't live with her yet. So Rabbi Yossi could be my Tal Mishnah. When does Rabbi Yossi say if they're alone for sure they live together, that'd be a, that's only by regular chosin and kala, where they had kedushin together and they had nesuyin. So Avad, if they're alone now, Avad will have beer together. Masha, you can hear with your brother-in-law, you're embarrassed from him, he's not the same. Here it could be for 30 days it takes till they'll have beer. So Mar says, so what did the Mishnah say? The Rabbi says, we believe her that he did not have beer with her, and therefore we force him to give her chalitza. Why? Why do we force him to give her chalitza? Her complaint is that he never made yibum. So why don't we force him to do the mitzvah yibum? Mashma, she wants yibum. So why don't we force him better to make yibum? Why don't we force him to give her chalitza? So I'm a Rav. Rav answers, I'm just talking about Bishegita Yotza Mitachas Yoda. Means the husband gave her a get. So Rashi, Bishegita Yotza Shenosam Lo Get. Hukasanko Daita Get Gomer Lib Biyosahu. The Avim Miner is that the husband holds that he did live with her already, and therefore he was kind to her. She's a regular wife to him now, and when he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get. So since she's holding a get, we can't force him to make Yibum. That no? Like Master Rishosa, we don't force him anymore to make Yibum. They're like, there's no Mrs. Yibum. According to that, they have a get, there was a Mrs. Yibum already. So what are we afraid of? What she says. She says, though, that he never made Yibum yet, and she wants Chalitza. So for Chalitza, we believe her. But we can't force them to live together if she has a get. He's saying, vice versa, the opposite. So therefore, we can't force them to live together. Therefore, we only force them to give her Chalitza. Next, we have a kasha on this. Says Yavoma Shomra, Betoyesh Shleshim Yoim, Lein Abalti. If Yavoma comes to Bezdin and complains that we were together for 20 days already, and he never had beer with me yet, he wasn't kind to me, I'm still a Yavoma. Bein Shuwaim Abialti, whether he agrees, he argues, and he says, I did have beer with her. Bein Shuwaim Abialti, whether the Yavam now comes and says, no, he denies it, or he agrees with her. He says, true, I didn't have beer. Is Kaifan Isashiachut's law. Still, we forced him to give Chalitza. So it's going to be a Kasha. If he himself agrees that he did not have beer with her yet, so she's Mama still a Yavama now. So if so, why don't we force him to give her Yibam? Why do we only force him to give her Chalitza? Like he can't say she has a get. If he himself agrees he never lived with her yet, he can't give her a get. They would never have to do, they never had the Yibam yet. Right, what about the Yachar Shleshim Yoyim? Let's say she first complained after 30 days, then we don't believe it so fast. We say like for sure Chazote, he did have beer with her, and then only Mavakshin Emenu Yachwitz law. We only ask him, nice, if you want to do her a favor, give her Chalitza. But we can't force him to give Chalitza, because we don't believe her. If they were alone together for 30 days already, most probably they did have beer. And most probably he was Mekayim already, Mitzvah Yibam. So therefore the din is only, we ask him nice to give Chalitza. Now, he I meris nivalti. She says, we did have beer. Vu I maloi bialti. And he says, no, I did not have beer. Is a reza yaitse beget. In such a case, what? You have to give her a get. And she says, what? Nivalti, we had beer together. Vu I maloi bialti. Has a reza yaitse beget. She has to go out with a get. Because according to what she says, that he did have beer, so it's his wife. So Mela Chalitza doesn't know anymore. You have to give her a get. So therefore, you have to give her a get. She has the right to ask for a get. The Rashi says, Yaitse beget. In Boloid Tziya, Daya beget. Why? Dhina menes? Because she's believed. To Kulu Yaila Mukim. Like after 30 days, if she says, we did have Bia, for sure we believe her. And therefore, he has to give her a get. What about Tuwaimed Bialti? He says, we had Bia. Via Meris Lay Nivalti. And she says, no, we do not have Bia. Is Afa Pi Shechoza V'yomar Loi Bialti, even though what, he also changes his mind now and says Loi Bialti, still, Tzara Get for Chalitza. In such a case, we tell him to give her a get, because what? First he said he did have Bia. So according to what he first said, it's his wife already. So now to get rid of her, you have to give her a get. But what does she say? She says Loi Nivalti. So since she says Loi Nivalti, Therefore, she has to still have chalitza. So we tell him, give a get and give chalitza. So now, here the kasher is then, that lechura, why do you have to give chalitza now? Why don't we have to give yibum? Like we're saying now, give her a get and chalitza. Mashmi, she doesn't have a get yet. So lechura, she says, loy nevalti, why don't we force him to make yibum? And he is also, he's being chayz of yom, loy nevalti. So back to the original kasher. You see, even though she does not have a get yet, still, we did not tell him to make yibum. Why not? So my Rabbi Ami, Rami says, no. Pshat the price is like this. Tzricha chalitza im gita. Again, we're talking about that she did receive a get already. She's holding a get in hand. So since she has a get in hand, we can't tell them to make yibum. Because she has a get, she's not a yibomer anymore. So therefore, we tell her to give chalitza. Because according to what she's saying, she never had bia, she's still a yibomer. But what he is saying is, no, we live together, right? I gave you a get already. So therefore, more than chalitza, we can't force him to give her. Then, if there's no get involved right now, then we would believe her, that she says, lein nevalti, and then we would force him to make yibum. Rav Ashi says like this, hosam get lizikosoi. Before we're talking about that they have a get, lizikosoi. The get was not the pshat to get for Alti. He made bia ready, and it's his wife. But Adrab, before he made bia, he gave her a get for the zika. Therefore, he can't. Now that's pshanal mishnah. That's why it's only kaif mesha shiachlitz to give chalitza. But yibum they can't do because he gave her a get for the zika. So it's like the rabbanon deka chalitza. So you can't make yibum anymore. But hachov here get libiyosoi. Here we're talking about you have to give her another get libiyosoi. So there's no stira. You have to take and give her a get and chalitza. Why don't you give her yibum? Because we're talking about she has already get before for her zika. So yibum for sure you can't do. So therefore, we have to force him to give chalitza. But he also has to give a get, because what he says is that he had be with her, so according to him, she's his wife, so he has to give her a get. Mor says now, hanu shnehim, moidim diyos lakayim derova. They both agreed that they did have bia. They came in front of Rava. Don't forget, they both agreed that they did not live together. She complained he never had bia with me yet, and he also agreed that he never had bia with her yet. So what should we do? So Amulurava chaloitzu chotzula v'shola tigra. Give a chalitza and let it go out. Amulurashavi the Rava. I v'atanya tzricha get v'chalitza. Before we said you have to have a get also, not only chalitza. Or Malay, Tanya, Tanya. If you learn like that in Chlami, then maybe you're right. That's called Tanya, Tanya. Boy minay, hoin, parade Rav Nachman mid Rav Nachman. Hoin Rashi says that, kach shmoy, person's name. So hoin asked the Shiloh to Rav Nachman, that Saras Zamau, what's going to be the loch in the tsar in such a case? So Rashi says about Yevoma Shekonsa Yovam. The Niftarot Sarasa. The regular portion of the case that they made Yibum, so the Tzara goes out free. Now the Yomra Yivam Aliyachas Man Lein Avalti. Now the Yivam comes and complains and says, no, the Yavam never married me yet, never made Yibum. Is Mal Yes the Tzarasa of Nedibur Shazu? Is the Tzara allowed to still get married? The Tzara up until now was on the assumption that this Mitzvah Yibum was taking place already. Therefore, she's not a Yivamah anymore. She can get married to somebody else. But now the original Yavama, the other wife, complains and says, no, the Yavam never made beer with me yet, so there's never a Kima Mitzvah Yibum, so the Tzara Lechura should be now Yavama Leshuk, she should not be allowed to get married. Amalei, he answers back, no. Meanwhile, Rashi says, Letzorko diyu shavisa nashchanich liyisura. Not that we take care of the one that complains and says she didn't have beer, it's because she shavya nafsha, she's talking about herself, that she did not have bia, but it's only for herself. Ma'ashen came for the other one. Avadet the cheskas hakoynis asisha boyli alta. Stam azoy for somebody else for the tzara. The tzara has a right to say that for sure the yovam did make a mitzvah yibum. Because usually the chazaka is whenever they got together and they know it's the yovam and yivama that for sure they got together l'shem mitzvah bia that they had a yibum. So the tzara avad has a right to get married. Just this Yavama, that she complains to Beis Din, and she says, he never had beer with me, so she is like Shavya Nasha, for herself Beis Din believes her, and that's why Beis Din tells the Yavam, please give her chalitza. The two cases, the Torah question, Lachas question, whether we force him, or whether we ask him. Then the Mishnah says, Hanaderas Hano, in the case where an Isha, when the husband is still alive, makes a neder, I do not want to have any enjoyment for my brother-in-law. So she didn't mean it, L'shem Yibum, Stam, her husband was alive, she doesn't like the brother-in-law. She didn't want to have anything to do with the brother-in-law. Tanan also, we wrote the Gemara in the Dorm like this, but we shown at the beginning, her Yoimim used to say, Sholosh Noshim Yoitzois, three ladies go out, they get a get, but they tell us Ksuba, and they get a Ksuba from the husband. The husband has to give them a get and pay the Ksuba. Hoineres Tineya Nilucho. If Anisha says that she's Tineya, that means she says she has nus with another man. So Rashi says, Tineya Nilucho, Rashi says, so why does she get a Ksuba? Like if she's a Saita, she wouldn't get a Ksuba. So Rashi says, we're talking about a Mashiach's Kayin. In other words, she's married to a Kayin. And she says that another man was manas me, forced me. So the locker is, by Anisha's Yisrael, she's mutter to her husband. But Anisha's Kayin, if she was forced to live with another man, she's also Labaila. So in such a case, the Kayin has to give her a get, but the Kayin has to give her a Ksuber also. Because it's not her fault. She always saying that Mazla Gorn, Mestap Chasadeyo, it's like, it's because of your Mazel it happened. So in such a case, when the Anisha's Kayin tells her husband, somebody was Manasa, forced her to live with him, it's not her fault, so she has to have a get, because the Kayin is also to her now, but she gets a Ksuba. What about, she says, Hashemayim Beni LeBeinoch. She says, what, the Shemayim is between me and you. So Rashi says, that Gluyav Yadu Lefonov, Sheinach Niskak Li Kederach Leyodim. He doesn't live with me like normal people. V'yein ish, Eid Leochiach Ben Shineinu. Like there's no aid over here. That's what she's saying. Hashemayim, like the Abishah knows, Beni LeBeinoch, that something's doing here that you never have beer with me the right way. So therefore she's complaining she wants a get. So the din is we believe her, look at Chila, and she gets a get with the Ksuba. And then the second case is, Netula Ni Minayuhudim. She's taken away from all the Jews, Rashi says, that means, Nodrihi, she made a neder, Shalaiti Boyle Yehudim. She's not going to have any beer to any Jew. Now, me the Oscar Nasha Kuli Alma, since she asked herself on the whole world, what's the pshat? Shemar Mina, we see from here, that Tashmish Koshalo, that it's very hard for her to have Tashmish. The Anusi, and she's like forced now, it's not her fault. She's sick, something's wrong there, that she can't have Tashmish there. Lefikas Matos Ksubosa. Therefore, we say it's not her fault. It's like when a Shemayim, she got sick, and she has a good time now, she can't stay married, because the Tashmish hurts her. So therefore, she has a right to complain for a get, and the husband has to give her a Ksuba. That's the way it used to be. But Chazru Leimer, then the Beis Din changed the mind and said like this, we're afraid, Shalai Taisha Naisene Seineo Biachar, that a lady sometimes is going to fall in love with another man, Umekakela Salbaila, and she wants to get rid of her first husband. So she'll make up these three stories in order to get rid of her first husband. So therefore the Chum doesn't believe her anymore. Ella, the case is like this. If the Eishas Kohen says, you should know my husband, a man was just, was minus me. We don't believe her. We're afraid she just wants to get to live with somebody else. So we tell her now, Tovi Rilet Vareho, you first prove it. Go bring Adam that saw that somebody was minus you. And then I'll give you a get. Right in the second case that she complains, Hashemayim Beni LeBeinoch, that she complains that he's not acting normal, B'shas Tashmish, so therefore she wants a get, she's complaining he's not acting normal, so we say, Yasu Derech Takosha, we tell her, talk to him nicely, and ask him nicely to change. Who knows, we don't believe her so fast. We make her, we were afraid she's making up a story. So we ask her, please, talk to your husband nicely, maybe he'll change. Don't ask for a get so fast. Weiter, Netula Ani Min Ayudim, let's say she says Amosa to everybody, so he says Yefer Chalkoi, that he has to be made for his Chalkoi. Like in the neder that she made was him, she said she won't have Tashmus with anybody. So the husband has a right to be made for that neder. He's made for Chalkoi. Umeh Shamshosoi. And therefore he's allowed to live with her. She still lost it to the rest of the world, but with him though, she's muta. Yeah. Right. What? The husband. But she's still married to the first husband. And she tells the husband, I'm making a neder now that I'm not going to have tashmish with anybody. So first we believe that to say, what she meant to say is that tashmish is hard. So male doesn't help to be made for, because she's not going to have tashmish, so not going to stay married. But then they're afraid, no, she's only a baba maisa, she's saying. Really, she has another boyfriend. So we tell her, no. We don't listen to her. We tell the husband to be made for it, to still try and say, like, if she sees she can't get away with it, she'll be masking then. Now the Gemara says, Shaila, Iboiliyu, Netulani mina Yehudim, Liyova maho. She made this neder to say she can't have tashmas with anybody. What's going to be if then the husband dies, is she mutter to the Yehudim or not? Shrashi, Miya siru Liyovim, Mifnei shenodar zeh, Mifnei neder zeh shenodar, Mechaya bail or loy. Does the first neder ask her on the Yehudim? Mi masko adaito demayas bail of nofla kaimi yovim. Do we say it entered her mind that maybe a husband will die and she'll have to live with the yovim? So she meant at the beginning to ask the yovim also. Oiloi, maybe she never thought about that. Like she, as far as she's concerned, the husband's not going to die. So at most she'll get a get. She's also to the brother will anyway. So she never had in mind to ask the yovim. So that's the shiloh. When she made this neder not to live with anybody, did she include the yovim also or not? Rav Amar yovim ain't a kabal. The yovim is not like the baal. She did not mean the yovim. Therefore, the yovim does not have to be made for. The yovim is mutter. Rashi she etzichel over kabal. They died to the baal nodra. Mashenke the yovim she didn't have das. He doesn't need a net. He doesn't need a heter. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, Yovim are really kabal. The Yovim is the same thing like the Baal, that the Yovim also needs a heter. Yes, he made for the nether. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this. Kavos said the Rav Mistarva, it's more Mistarva like Rav, that the Yovim is not also. This now we learn like this. Hanaderis Hanomi Yavoma, Bechaye Baila. If the Isha, when her first husband was still alive, made a nether not to have any enjoyment from her brother-in-law. In such a case, We force him later to give a chalitza. In other words, the neder is good. She made it when the husband is still alive. So what she meant to say is not the patra from Yibum, but she really meant it. She doesn't like the brother-in-law. So then when the husband dies, we can't tell the brother-in-law to make Yibum. He's also with her. We tell her to give chalitza. Now, via Misa, the maskadaita, if you say that what she thinks about what's going to happen after the husband dies,